For the first time this season, the Broncos defense should be fully healthy when it faces the Cardinals, as Danny Trevathan was a full participant in practice on Wednesday. On the other side of the ball, Peyton Manning needs just one touchdown pass to join Brett Favre as the only players in NFL history with 500 or more touchdowns.
You know, it's greatness, you know, and so if somebody reaches that kind of statistic in their career, you know, it's pretty remarkable.
When asked about it, I have reflected on how many great teammates and coaches, you know, that I've been with along the way that have been a part of that. You know, you don't throw that many touchdowns without a lot of help. And so, you know, you mentioned Tom and Bruce, and I think about all the receivers. And as my old center, Jeff Saturday, said, the only reason I've thrown that many is because I've had great protection, you know, for so many years. So a typical lineman speaking.
Manning mentioned Tom Moore and Bruce Arians, both now coaching for the Cardinals. But Moore was Manning's offensive coordinator for his first 12 seasons in the league. Arians was his quarterback coach for the first 3 years, and Manning noted that he still holds the rookie record for interceptions, but said that Arians' coaching that year really helped his development.
You know, especially when you win a lot of games in college, you're not used to losing that many games, to only win 3 games. A lot of tough Mondays watching the film with Bruce, but he would coach me hard, and I would, you know, kind of learn and sort of what I did wrong, and I really used that experience and, you know, got a lot better my second year, and we kind of turned it around. So I'll be indebted to Bruce as well. He taught me a lot of fundamentals in that first those first 3 years that I still use today.
As for who will catch number 500, Julius Thomas already has this one.
And there's the record.
I think I already got a couple of milestones.
You do.
I don't know how it's going to end up, but I'm sure that it'll be a great moment for Peyton. It's another decoration on that lapel.
So what if Manning's 500 was Sanders' first in orange and blue?
I mean, that's a heck of an accomplishment within itself. I mean, Peyton has broken so many records, and he continuously, every season, continues to break several other ones. You know, hopefully I'll be on that end of catching that ball, but right now Julius Thomas is hot, and hopefully he stays hot.
Both the Broncos and the Cardinals are coming off of bye weeks. The Broncos are 13-3 all-time at home following a bye. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.